are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. I have a life story. And guess what? You have a life story as well. Some of us have longer stories than others. Some of us have more dramatic stories than others. But we all have an important story to tell. But there's a challenge. You're going to understand this. We often have conflicting stories within ourselves. There's the story God wrote for us when He created us, the story of the masterpiece, according to Ephesians 2:10, and then there's that story that our life experiences have written, a story that sometimes strays far from how God created it to be. It's no wonder, and maybe you're like me and you've done this, it's no wonder that sometimes we cry out when we look in the mirror, I don't even know who I am anymore. And many times we don't know because our story has become twisted by loss, failure, loneliness, addiction, and so much more that life can throw at us. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith, to encourage and equip. I'm Kim Crable, your host, and oh my goodness, do we have an incredible story, a show for you today, because today's guest is someone who knows everything that I just talked about. She battled addictions for over a decade, and now, after battling those horrific addictions for over a decade, she's now an acclaimed author, an addiction recovery coach, and the founder of the Change Your Story Workshop. Please welcome today, and what an honor it is to have Kirsten Lee on the show. Good morning, friend. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kim. I am excited to be here, and wow, everything you said is so in line with the vision God has given me. It is all about, you know, changing our story to get it on track with His original plan. And we can absolutely do that. It's a lot of work, but we can do it.
Well, and that's what I love, Kirsten. That's so much what I love about what you do. It so lines up with my heart and my passion, and that is to share hope. For so many years, and maybe you were like this too, I want to start out, I want the audience to hear a little bit about where you were, and then we'll
bring you to where you are now.
But you maybe were like me. For so many years, I felt like my story had been completely robbed from me. I felt because of different things that had happened to me, different things I'd done. I didn't see hope. And that's why I love your ministry and what you're doing. So let's start back, Kirsten. Let's go back to when it wasn't, when you were lost in your story, so to speak.
Absolutely. Well, I live in Los Angeles now, as you know, but I'm originally from this tiny town in Kentucky. I never fit in, was constantly bullied, had a very turbulent relationship with my dad, and an eating disorder I managed to keep a secret. You know, but despite all that, I had these big dreams, and, you know, I was going to be a singer and an actress, and I saved all my money. I moved to New York City when I was like 17, and I was ready to conquer the world. And I did a lot of cool and courageous things, but I had this backstory that was following me. And it's true, we have to move forward no matter what's in the way, but we also have to deal to heal, because what we have in us, we take with us. Well, alcohol had never been a problem for me, but it became one that I battled with for over a decade. You know, I almost died 3 times of alcohol poisoning, yet I still drink 20 beers a day. Purpose was the key to my breakthrough. You know, God gave me a dream in the midst of my mess that set me on a journey to freedom. He reminded me of who I was in Him. And the thing, like, our pain, our problems, they steal our vision. They make us think that where we are is who we are. And that is a lie straight from the enemy. I remember looking at my life thinking, I'm living my life like I'm in some dress rehearsal for a show I never wanted to be in. You know, I had no hope. But when God gives us that hope, not only did it set me free on my, it led me to breakthrough, it also, that journey led me to founding the Change Your Story Workshop. And now I can offer what I needed and couldn't find to everyone else out there. Go ahead.
And to our audience, I want you to know that while she's in L.A., I'm in Baltimore, so we're not sitting across the table, and that's why sometimes it seems as though we interrupt one another. But excuse us for doing that. But I did, Kirsten. I loved having you on my TV show as well, though, where we sat there. But that's why I had to bring you back, because of this grand audience on Up to Me Radio. I really want my listeners, my friends who join me each Monday, to hear the hope of your story. Now, you said something there that I love, and I want to just talk about for just a minute. You said, what is in us goes with us. You see, this is why we can't outrun what our troubles. You know, I used to think, Kirsten, I used to think, I just need a vacation. And I bet many of our listeners are going, I just need to get into 2021. It's going to be better. Or I just need to get that job. But really, it's what's in us. I realized that I could go on the greatest of vacations, but I couldn't get away from the one thing that was giving me the most trouble, which was me, myself, and I.
Exactly. it worked for a few minutes. You know, I wrote a song with my sister called A Home Called Heaven. And, you know, all these things, you know, there's a song called Jesus, I Am Thirsty, Earthly Things Have Left Me Dry. You know, the vacations, the people, relationships, jobs, the fun. It satisfies for a second, sometimes longer, but it always leaves us wanting more and needing more. You know, we try to fill those voids inside us with alcohol, drugs, shopping, busyness, other people. And we always, whether that leads to an addiction or not, it always takes us away from our purpose and who God called us to be. And the scary thing is we forget that because we settle. And whatever we do becomes normal after a while. But God didn't create us for that. He created us with a special plan that only we can fulfill. Yeah. And that's why purpose is the key to our breakthrough, because, you know, when we tap into that purpose, that God dream that He put inside us, well, it's bigger than us. It's not about us. And it's the reason we were created. And the enemy will do everything he can to keep us from finding that, from forgetting about it, because he knows once we tap into that, we are unstoppable.
Absolutely.
And so the thing, if you had told me that, though, when I was, you know, lying in bed dying, I would have looked at you like, but how do I get that? It's so far removed from where you are when you're struggling.
Go ahead.
Well, I say that, you know, people say, oh, it's a, you know, I don't believe addictions aren't permanent. You know, science has proven that we can literally rewire our brain, which goes right along with what God has said since the beginning of time. You know, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, we can change our story. Yes, it's a lot of work, but we can do it. But the thing is that it is a choice, but when people used to tell me that, it did not sit well, Kim, because it's a choice. But imagine searching for a house in a really, really thick fog. The house is there, but because of that fog, we can't find it. Well, the Change Your Story Workshop guides you through the fog to where that choice to quit, to change, to truly look at yourself becomes available. And that's when you can really break free from what's been breaking you.
I love that. Great. I love that. And what you just, to our audience, just, I want you to know that everything that Kirsten is talking about is so biblically based, and that's why it really works. It's not just another workshop or workbook. It's founded on principles that are unshakable, unmovable, and unrelenting. And the scripture that she just based that last thing that she, a transforming of the mind, is in Romans 12:2. And it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. You know, and I think that's what you said there, Kirsten. You said habits become addictions at some point. I remember we were talking to you. And that's so true. And that conforming to the pattern of the world, you know, you get frustrated. I used to tell my boys, you know, don't, when you get angry, when you are disappointed, when you're alone, don't turn to a drink. Don't turn to shopping. Don't turn to these quick fixes that can become habits, because you are forming brain waves in your mind that will leap you into that behavior. So it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what you said, Kirsten, the renewing of your mind. And that's what your program is about, is that you are helping people to biblically renew their minds and change their story. So, was there a time, take us back, because one of the things that I really want my audience to always hear, I don't ever want to paint a rosy little picture like, oh, I woke up one morning and decided to change my story and whoa, it happened. You know, exactly. You hit on something. You said it was hard. So can you take us to the point to where you started realizing that there was more to your story and you began to have hope that you could change your story? Take us back to that mindset, because I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be listening to this if they're not already, and they're going, okay, you're giving me a little bit of hope, but where do they go? Where did you start?
No, that's absolutely a great question. It's so true. Well, God gave me a dream in the midst of my mess that was kind of the catalyst in setting me on that journey to freedom, where he was telling me that, you know, the plan I have for you is bigger than your wilder imagination, but you've got to stop doing what you're doing so I can use you. You know, you're the most positive person. And it went on and on. And I woke up thinking, I knew God was talking to me, but like, why would he say I was positive? I was a mess. I was depressed. I was, you know, there's a beer beside my bed. And I realized he was talking to the real me.
Hey, Kirsten. Kirsten, I just thought
ma'am.
Of something. I think your next book needs to be The Beer Beside My Bed.
The 24-ounce one, no doubt. Oh, my goodness.
I'll write that one down. No, knowing you now, I can't even imagine, you know, and that's what I want the people to hear. You know, they're hearing your laughter, they're hearing your passion, but you're talking about having a fears beside your bed to sustain you through the day. And I just love your authenticity. Go ahead. I just had to.
It's just so crazy to hear it now, because everyone says what you say. But I kept everything so much of a secret then. Whenever God told me that I was going to, you know, write the book Change Your Story, when I was going to start preaching, when I was going to do this, I was like, oh, no, God, we don't need to do that. You know, nobody knows anything. Why would we tell people now? We got it together. And I just thought, you know, it's not about me. It is not about me. I truly believe that my breakthrough took so long because I created something in that process that will change others' lives so much more quickly. So back to your question. So that dream, I would like to say that, like you said, boom, I just changed. That would have been great, but that's not my story. But it set me on a journey. So for like the next year, I thought, you know, I knew God had that plan, but I thought I was so far gone that it was too late, that it was too, I had messed up too much, et cetera, which is all what the enemy wants you to believe, to hold you in that bondage.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I thought, okay, I'm going to, I knew that drinking was a problem, but I also knew that it wasn't the problem. There were so many problems behind that. The real problem was why I was drinking so much in the first place. You know, that was just a Band-Aid for whatever was underneath it. And so I went, and that's one thing about the workshop. We get to the root of the issue, but our focus is never on that issue. Our focus is on discovering or rediscovering that masterpiece that lives inside us, because that's where the breakthrough is, in that masterpiece, not focusing on the problem. So anyway,
yeah.
I went to about 30 AA meetings. I never spoke. I just listened. I studied the work of world-renowned psychologists, neuroscientists, pastors, thought leaders. One of them actually was Tim Story, who's one of the top life coaches in the country, who actually endorsed
yes.
Change Your Story. So that's just a God thing to come full circle like that. I went to church twice a week. I listened to 5 sermons a week. I wrote like crazy, asking myself, you know, question after question. If we ask why enough times, we get to the root of our issues. I
yes.
slept with headphones on, you know, blaring praise music in my ears. And I did all of this for over like a year period. It's all I did. And a few weeks, and then the last, God gave me another dream that brought really hope back into my life. But then even after that, Kim, I went back and I was the third time I almost died. I was just lying in my bed thinking, God, I don't deserve to live. Why do I keep going back? What is wrong? Why can't I trust you? Why can't I believe? You know, I don't deserve this. And as I was saying this, this voice, this tiny voice inside me, so small, said, I deserve it. And Kim, it was like, that's the God dream inside us. That's the purpose. That was the Holy Spirit fighting against all of the lies and all of the junk I had put in me. And I felt there was something, there was a stronghold in me that wouldn't let go. And when that voice said, I deserve it, I made myself somehow get out of bed. And literally after that, I was standing in the middle of the floor in the kitchen. I was living in New York City, and I felt that God was on one side of me and the enemy was on the other. And there was a fight for my life. I didn't know if I was going to live or die. And the enemy was laughing, going, look at all you've shown her. And she still went back. She still did this. And I was just like crying. And for the first time in my life, I did what the Bible tells us to do, Kim. I had prayed, I had begged, I had cried for healing for years and years and years, but I had never done what I did that day. And I started screaming in the middle of my apartment, just telling the enemy to go to hell, to leave me alone, to get out of me. And I felt God say, it's over. It's over. And, we read about spiritual warfare. We read about, you know, the battle we're in. But until you've experienced that fight for your life, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different situation. And I felt like the enemy left that room, left. And I felt like Jesus and his angels just minutes. I don't know how long it was, if it was 10 minutes or 3 hours. But I felt God say, everything I've shown you is true. But you can't go back every time something happens, every time there's a delay, every time there's a tragedy. I have to be able to trust you. And I just felt him just having his arms around me. And that was deliverance. But I had to learn to walk in that deliverance. You know, God freed me then. That I had to practice, I had to do the work of renewing my mind, learning not to live on my feelings, learning to make decisions on my objectives, regardless of how I felt, yet understanding my feelings. You know, I had to just understand the role that spiritual warfare plays in change. There were so many things I had to do. And the amazing thing is, probably a few weeks into my sobriety, God gave me another dream. And I was writing down the revelations and insights as fast as they were coming. And a couple hours later, I said, God, are you wanting me to create a new recovery program? And I felt him say, not today. And that was good news. I can barely walk. Well, that was 9 years ago. So the Change Your Story workshop is the program that God gave me 9 years ago. And that is how I've taken and just developed it and developed it. And, you know, it offers a faith-based scientific approach to breaking free from life-controlling issues, faulty mindsets, you know, habits that keep us from living at our highest potential. And like I said, you know, we dig deep and get to those root causes, but that's never our focus. You know, changing our story is about discovering that hero, the dreamer, the fighter that lives inside us and getting our lives on track with God's plan. And it is absolutely doable, but we need both the faith, the God, and the science, because that is a powerful, powerful combination of learning, like you said, the psychology behind all of those patterns we've created in our minds, all those brain waves. We have to rewire that. And it's all about understanding why we do what we do, the psychology behind our desires, the cognitive dissonance going on in our brain. And, you know, the list goes on. But I am just I just want to see people break free, because I know it's possible. I know that you know it is possible. But in the midst of that addiction, it's hard to believe that. It's hard to believe that. But it is
It is. And I liked your analogy of the fog. I mean, there's so many people that are just walking in this fog of lies right now. The scripture that I think substantiates what you just said, and I really wouldn't mind taking a few more minutes and talking about that, because I think it's very rich. I think it's something that we don't talk about anymore. I think that we are fearful of this, but it's a biblical principle, and I think it's so important. And I think it's not only important to do it one time, but every time that we need it. But the scripture of James 4:7, where it says, you know, and it's really a U-turn, in our mind. It says, submit yourselves then to God. Yeah. So that, you know, you come to a point in your addiction, in your worry, in your overspending, in your critical spirit, whatever it is, it says, submit yourself to God. And that goes along with Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek you first God, seek you first the kingdom of God. So you look at eye to eye. It's like King Jehoshaphat when he's in the middle of the battle. He goes, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are going to be on God. So for our listeners today, Kirsten, we are saying to them, the first thing you do, and it's so amazing, the reason I love you so much in your story is because my book, Words of Blessings, and that whole entire is what I walk through to healing, and that's exactly what the Change Your Story. You had to walk it before you could talk it.
Yeah,
so that
I
you could
change my
feel.
Own story.
Yes. But that scripture, submit yourself then to God. Submit to God. Look to God. Make him bigger than anything. You know, set your minds on him. Set your eyes, set your goals, set everything on him. Forget the addictions. Mm-hmm. Forget anything that's bothering you right now. Put your eyes on God. It says, then resist the devil. And that's what you were saying. I rebuke you, enemy, the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I rebuke you. Get out of here. I just move away. And I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit more. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil. And then there's the promise. And he, lowercase h, he is the enemy. He will flee from you. So he can't stand in the presence of a person who is submitted and calling upon God. Now, he will return. We know that he'll return, and that's why this is something we have to do. This is an ongoing battle that we do. But I'd like for you to share a little bit more about that, the power that we have at this moment for those who are. I want to see chains broken right now. I want you to talk to people who are just so chained down right now with no hope. Give them hope right now, Kirsten, about how to resist him.
Amen. Well, Kim, you brought up so many important and life-changing points right there. When you said submit, it is all about surrender. We really have to surrender and mean it, because there's so many times that I wanted my story to change, but what I really wanted to do was to be able to keep doing what I was doing and not have the results. That's not the same thing. We have to completely surrender and not go for those quick fixes like you were saying. Oh, I'll have this, it's easy. I'll eat this and I'll feel better for the moment. And then, no, that's what that does is it makes us not deal with the problem at hand. I'll go get busy real quick and not have to think about this. That's not what it's about. We have to completely surrender and be honest with ourselves and with God, and that surrendering. And then, yes, the enemy will absolutely, he has to flee, but he does come back. And sometimes it takes a lot more rebuking him than others. I mean, after looking back, I knew nothing about spiritual warfare, which is very sad because I went to church my entire life. And that could have, it could have killed me not knowing about it. I look back at my life and see how the enemy was so involved and how he got involved in so many different things that I was exposed to and so many things that I exposed myself to. But 3 months after I had broken free from this decade of addictions, all hell broke loose in my life. And this time it was none of my own doing. And if I hadn't known, like, this is the enemy. He knows all the good things I did when I was a mess. You know, he knows what I was doing. I mean, I did some great things, even in my midst of my mess. Now that I was free, I was fully available to God, and the enemy was scared. So he will come at you like never before. And so I think that's something that really pulls people back into addiction is when, or problem is when they have overcome, and then all of a sudden things get worse. It's like you have to realize that there is, God always wants to work for us. He will work everything out for our good. And he not just for us, but he wants to work through us and through what we've been through. He can touch millions of lives like he's doing with your story and mine. On the flip side, the enemy wants to use everything for his good. And he will create circumstances to make you believe that, oh, you didn't hear God correctly. This isn't true. You can't go any farther. And if you don't know that, it is so easy to be deceived by your circumstances, even people that you love in your life, you know? So once I realized that, thank goodness I had a very spiritual, much more knowledgeable Christian friend that really set me straight on this. But I saw this is the enemy, and I will not go back. So as hard as things got, I refused to do anything other than moving forward. But that takes, it's not about a 5-minute prayer. It is about daily surrendering. It is about putting your armor on every morning and knowing what that means. I don't get out of bed before saying that now. And there are, I mean, even today, I rebuke the enemy every day. I send him back to hell every day. The thoughts that, you know, the thoughts that can come in. And a lot of times they come when you're doing something great. Because he will always try to trip you up, and you have to have your eyes open to that. Not being scared of it, but being aware of it. And there's a spiritual battle going on around us that we have to be aware of. It comes out in our voice. It comes out in our mannerisms. And, you know, the closer you get aligned with God, the more you can see this. Yeah, I just want to just speak hope. Yes, I feel there's people. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's what you said there is so important. It's because we must remember that the enemy cannot read our mind, but he will look at the way we are sounding, the way we are reacting, you know, and that's how he gets his cues, as if he is, if he's winning the battle. We're going to have to take a just a short 30-second break, Kirsten, but I want to tell the audience what is the scripture that Kirsten is talking about. It's so important. So, see, one of the ways the enemy can really trip us up is when we have battled and we've battled and we've battled and we think, okay, we're feeling good about it. It's like, okay, I haven't had a drink in 3 months. Oh, gosh, I haven't overeaten in 6 months. I haven't. And all of a sudden you start feeling that sense of accomplishment, which is good. You should always feel that. Mm-hmm. And you should always celebrate. But we should never get to the point to where we ever think the battle is over. Not ever, because the closer you grow to your purpose, the more the enemy is going to try to come to kill, steal, and destroy, because he knows the power of your life once you step into your purpose.
Yes.
And he does not want that. So we have to remember the scripture of Luke 4:13, and it's about Jesus when he is coming out of the wilderness and he has been battling the devil himself. And the devil says, it says, Luke 4:13, it says, when the devil had finished all of his tempting with Jesus, he left him waiting for a more opportune time.
Yes.
So the enemy waits. He waits for us. He waits for when you're doing well. He waits for when you're about to step out and do that next thing. He is always there. As a matter of fact, in the book of Genesis, it says the enemy crouches at the door, at every door of opportunity, at every door of blessing. You know, this is the enemy's desire, is to kill, steal, and destroy. But the good news is, overcame him. He conquered him, and we are living in the power of Jesus. So that's the good news. But we always must remember the battle is ongoing every day, 24/7, but we have the power of Christ within us. So, Kirsten, let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back, and I want to go into detail. Can I just tell you, I love this time. I love the hope that's being just sent out into the airwaves today, and may people receive it, and may they grab onto it, and may their minds just be opened enough to hope against all hope, and may they step out into that hope. And so when we come back, we're going to go into more of this incredible curriculum that you've written to change your story and how people can get involved. So 30 seconds, my dear listener friends, and we'll be right back.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee with Kim. Thank you so much for taking your time to be with us. We work diligently to bring in speakers of hope and God's healing, and to embrace who we are and to live the life that God has given us, that he died so that we may have. And it takes all of us to encourage one another and to equip one another and to keep one another inspired and motivating to never, ever, ever give up. Before we get back to our incredible guest today, Kirsten Lee, I'd like to remind you that we are currently scheduling our 2021 Burdens to Blessings Tour. Yes, I've actually started accepting dates now, one in January, one in February. We're doing one a month as long as the government, as long as it seems to be somewhat safe to travel. So if you'd like to know about the Burdens of Blessings transformational journey, please contact us. You can contact Karen at kimcrable.org. We'd also like you to know that if you're one of those, and I understand that are just not ready to get out, please check your TV listings. We are proud to be able to say that God has opened up doors for us to be on 14 major faith-based networks, bringing the Burdens of Blessings message, as well as the Coffee with Kim TV show, where we also bring in guests to share the story of what God has done in their life in the practical way that we each can be a part of that. To learn more about the ministry and how you can be a part of what we're doing, please go to our website, KimCrable.org, or visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. We are stronger together, my friends. We need to bond and continue to build one another up. Wouldn't you agree with that, Kirsten? We definitely need one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, prayer changes things. That's one thing. I had no comprehension of the power of prayer. And that's one thing. When you keep everything a secret, you don't have the power of people praying for you. And I want to encourage people to ask for prayer, to believe in prayer, because prayer does change things. It might be an instantaneous, it might be a 5-year process, but prayer does change things. And I love that we're sharing this message of hope. It's a message for every day. But, you know, Christmas is all about hope. It is all about new life. You know, God looked at our earth. You know, he said, okay, this is not working. People have messed it up. I'm sending Jesus. I'm sending this new life. And it gives us hope. And, you know, we have to look at our own lives like that. We have to look at our lives and say, okay, you know what? This isn't working. I mean, it's working in a functional way, you know, families can do that. You can just get used to something and not realize that, hey, things aren't right. Whether it's your family, whether it's your relationship, whether it's your personal issues, we've got to be honest and really surrender and say, get and be able to say, okay, things aren't working. Something needs to change. You know, I need to make a change. And that's when it starts. You know, that's the beginning, is just taking that first step. And, you know, you were asking about the workshop. Right now we're doing it all online. I do love to present the workshop at, you know, schools, churches, women's organizations. Hopefully we'll get back to that. Now we're doing it online, which, you know, at first I was like, oh gosh. And then God just like clicked on a light bulb in my head. And I thought, wow, there are going to be so many more people getting healing that wouldn't have before. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the biggest reason why I never asked for help is, well, one, I didn't want to admit how bad things had become. But I was also terrified of how it would affect my relationships, my family, my job, my reputation. No, if you would have said, well, what if you could get help and nobody knew it was you? I would have said, okay, I'll check into that. And now with this, you know, with the workshop being in private Zoom meetings, you don't have to have your camera on. You can use a different name. You know, you can legitimately remain anonymous. So, you know, I feel there are people listening that are nodding their head, even tears streaming down their face that have wanted that breakthrough, but haven't wanted to, you know, be seen. Now's the time. You know, you can get that breakthrough you deserve. So that aspect I love about it. So in each session, I share about a 20-minute message that leads us into the focus point for the week. And then we have discussion time. Again, you know, you can choose to participate or you can just take it all in. You know, it's everyone's on a different journey. It's just a matter of stepping into that journey. So after that, there is a workbook, because change requires work. It's not just about listening to the right things. We have to act on them. So there is a workbook.
Have to roll up your sleeves.
Exactly.
Right.
And there is a strategic homework as well as strategies that help you walk out what we've been working out in class. Some of the topics we dive into are cognitive dissonance. And that's, you know, one side of the brain is saying one thing and the other side is saying another thing. There's that battle. So once we dig deep into that, things become, that fog starts lifting. The role our backstory plays in our life until we start understanding it, those unwanted cravings and the psychology behind our desires. And that has a lot to do with the patterns that we formed in our brains from years of beliefs, years of patterns and habits. Renewing the mind and our thoughts and our feelings. This is probably one of the biggest things. And I love that, you know, God said it so simply. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not conform to the pattern of the world. And now we're reading so many, you know, scientists coming along, explaining it in detail to us, you know, and all coming together. And it's just amazing what we know now that they didn't know. I mean, if we would have taken God's word from it, we would have just gotten it. But I love the fact that we were able to put it all together, because we don't do that. You know, it doesn't seem real to us sometimes. But, you know,
I was thinking, that is so God. He would not tell us to renew our mind had he not made our minds that could be renewed. And so and now that people are studying the mind more and really understanding these brain waves and the way that you can recreate your thinking and be empowered and take control of your mind, we're able to see that the Bible is just as current today as it was when it was first being inspired by these men. And to always understand that, and that's one of the things I want the listeners to hear, is that if God ask us to do something, if he tells us to do something, then he's already made a way for it to be done. We just step into it. Goes back to surrendering and resisting walking forward in it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And doing the work, because that renewing, it's a simple word, but that is a very big, it's a very wide spectrum of what that entails. And it's
right.
We now know that, you know, once an addict, always an addict. You know, it's not true. You know, addictions aren't permanent. But what they are is a distraction to our destiny. They will keep you so focused on that problem that you don't uncover all of the promises and all of the potential and the purpose that's hiding behind it. And that's what the workshop is about. You know, it is not about living life in a recovery mode. You know, you don't need to go around scared all the time. It frees you to be you. Not the you life is molded, but the you that God created. And when I say free, I don't mean free to go back to old habits and old ways. I mean free as in not desiring to, not needing to.
Right.
If, yes, you're aware there's a battle going on and there'll always be things, you know, tempting you, but, you know, we keep moving forward. It's not about being scared or living in that way. It really does free you. So, yes, we do all the work in the mind and our thoughts. And, you know, becoming aware of our thoughts is the first thing. But I remember when I used to try to be aware, there were so many thoughts fighting for space. I just wanted to curl up in a ball and say, hide my head into the covers. Like, what do you do with them? So there are a series of – it almost paralyzes us because it's too much. So, and I'm so aware of that because, you know, what I teach at 8 weeks, it took me years to discover. Yeah. And I know the reason for that. Well, there wasn't a program like this available, so I had to take a little bit of information here, a little bit from there. But I think there was a reason for that because God wanted this out there. And if I hadn't done that, there wouldn't be the workshop. So what we do with thought, we have a series of exercises, and they're able to identify where each thought is coming from. Almost like we separate each one. You know, is it stemming from a memory, a regret, a circumstance, an action? You know, is it a thought lie, something that we've believed for so long that it's masquerading as truth? You know, by questioning our own thoughts, you know, truth is revealed. And when truth is revealed, you're able to replace the lies with truth, let go, make changes, and move forward accordingly because each thought requires a different action. It stems from a different place. It has a different response. And it all requires us moving forward in a different way. And the same thing with feelings. You know, we have to deal to heal. And that means we have to feel our emotions and our feelings, not avoid them, not deny them, not run from them, not distract ourselves from them. We have to understand where they're coming from. We also have to tell them to shut up sometimes. You know, they can't be the boss of our life. They can't be the boss of our life. When I start feeling a certain way, I'll be like, wait a minute, why am I feeling this way? Usually it's because of a thought. And then I'll say, okay, this is why I'm feeling this way, but it doesn't get to change my day. It doesn't get to make my decisions. We cover the process of forgiveness, and it is a process. Saying I forgive you, that's number one in a list of like 100 on the process of forgiveness. The power. I mean, that took me. And for each layer of forgiveness that you peel off, you discover another layer of yourself that you had forgotten about, that you have hidden, that you have just almost forgotten was ever there because we learn to adapt. We can adapt to terrible situations. You know, we can adapt and have a decent life, a good life, what other people would think, but God never planned that. There are always things in our way until we actually deal, until we process everything. Also the power of speaking life into our life. You know, we study the science, the energy, and the creative power that our words have. And we learn to talk back to that voice that's been lying to us for so long. You know, now I recognize the enemy's voice. I used to just think it was this voice in my head, just this negativity. No, it wasn't. It was strongholds. Corinthians talks about that there are things put in our head that are strongholds that we have to be able to counteract with God's word in reality. And where these things are coming from. And by doing all of this, you're able to see the connection between your beliefs versus reality, your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your actions, and how all of this ties into your behavior. And then we go into spiritual warfare, which we've already talked about. And then becoming your own hero. And this is a really unique chapter because one of the unique aspects of my breakthrough is that I used everything I learned in acting school to break free from a decade of addictions. So, you know, I broke down my life like an actor breaks down a scene. And here I share a simple four-step formula that when applied to your life, enables you to make changes that stick. It enables you to let go of the role of villain and victim. I think that, you know, I played my own villain. I played my own, you know, victim. It allows you to leave those roles behind and become the hero of your own story. And by hero, I mean living out that, the God story, you know, embracing the Holy Spirit that lives inside us. So, you know, by teaching them basic acting techniques and elements of story structure, they're really able to learn to become the hero of their own story and make decisions on objectives, you know, versus feelings, which is such a huge thing. And then our last week is on how purpose is the key to breakthrough. You know, and there, you know, there are a million books about, you know, finding your purpose, but the truth is, it's inside us. It is inside us. And it's like we said in the beginning, it's bigger than us. It's not about us. I didn't change my life just for me and the few people around me. God wanted to change me so he could work through me. Like the first dream he gave me, you know, I had to stop doing what I was doing so he could use me fully, fully. And, you know, every single person has a purpose. And it's hard to imagine sometimes. It's hard to believe. I mean, I knew the scripture, Jeremiah 10:11. I lived on that scripture. Well, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future. I knew it. But the truth is I relied on Miller Lite. You know, we have to. We rely on, sounds terrible. We rely on, but think about it. It's honest. If you look at your life, you think about all the other things you rely on to really make you feel good, to believe that you can get through the day. And the truth is we have to not just know that scripture, but embrace it. We have to believe it. We have to fight for it because everything in our past, things in our current circumstances will try to make us believe that's not the case. And the truth is that God said it and it's true and that he is continually wanting to show us what that is. And we just have to take a step. And, you know, it's the Change Your Story workshop. You know, it's not just about breaking free from what's breaking you. It's about, you know, discovering that the masterpiece, all of the potential that's been hiding behind it. That's what it's about. And that will truly change your life because when you're making this, the great thing is everything I use to break free from a decade of addictions are the same tools I use every day to stay on purpose, to stay on the purpose path. You know, it's like, what is my overall objective? That is the purpose God has for my life. Right now, for some people, it could be to stop drinking, stop overeating, to stop, you know, stop the busyness, whatever it may be. And that's like, that's your main goal. Think of it as this top tier. Every decision I make has to be in line with that purpose. And it may not seem to have anything to do with it, but it does. So everything has to be in line with that. There are so many. I have four books right now. I would say more than half of the time I wrote, I didn't feel like writing. It doesn't make you get up. What's the purpose to do what God says? The purpose is to move forward. And so you make decisions on that purpose because it's bigger than you. Whether it be the conversation you want to have, no matter what it is. And that's why it is the key to breakthrough, because it's so much more powerful than us. Because it is the connection with God. And that's one thing I want to touch on is the hidden benefit to change. It's the intimacy that you develop with God, the relationship. Mm-hmm. When you surrender, when you are connected to him, when you are depending on him, when you know you cannot do it on your own, you develop such a relationship with him, a trust. And in that trust, you start trusting yourself again, because anyone with addictions or problems or any issue, we all have issues. We all have something in our story we'd like to change. You stop trusting yourself. And we have to be able, you know, we have to be able to trust God. He has to be able to trust us. And we have to trust ourselves. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But we know the tools that it takes to live in that freedom, and we continue to strive for them and to work on them. But, you know, every time you work on a God project, every time you do what he says to do, you grow closer to him. And you start hearing his voice more clearly. And the thing about addictions and problems and life issues, even watching the news right now, all of these things, they drown out God's voice. We get so consumed with the problem that we're having, the issue, what's going on around us, that God's voice just becomes quieter and quieter and quieter. We have to turn off all of these things and really focus on God, on what he wants, on what he says, on the power he has to change us, to bring us back into the alignment with him, because that is the key to breakthrough. And the more we do that, the more we hear him, the more we see him.
Yeah,
and the more,
absolutely.
You know, it's all about the seeking and the relying and the trusting.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That is great. And I so love everything you said. I think, you know, in summarizing all that, I feel like, you know, one of the great things that I see that you're doing here is that you are really bringing people back to who they really are, the person that God really created. And we've talked about that, the story of Michelangelo. We talked about that on the TV show where Michelangelo had this clump of marble and he was just chipping away. And someone said, "Why are you wasting your time on that clump of marble?" And he said, "But I see an angel inside and I'm trying to release that angel." And that's what I see, the Change Your Story, your book, your heart. It's what I want to do with Burdens of Blessings, is to really release the person that's been tied down to because of the hurt, the pain. Because every addiction, every unhealthy habit, everything is really something, like you were talking about. That's not the root problem. That is the Band-Aid. So if we can go back to the root and release that incredible person that is inside everybody, to
everybody,
each of our listeners,
everyone.
Yes. And each of our listeners today, each of our listeners, as you're riding down the road listening, as you're sitting in your kitchen, as you are or you're contemplating, you know, one of the things that Kirsten said that just broke my heart when and I wrote it down, and I believe, because I know the numbers right now, I believe that some of our listeners are thinking, Kirsten said, "I don't deserve to live." You know, that is something that the enemy wants everyone to feel today. It's like you don't even deserve. You have disappointed people. You've disappointed other people. And, you know, that Kirsten, when you said that, it just hit a nerve in me. I felt like God was going, that's so many people right there. But then you came back and you said, but everyone deserves to know Jesus. And so for those today, you know, Christ died so that you could have life. He died so that we could be
life
freed.
Abundantly.
Absolutely. Not only life, but life abundantly. That's exactly right. And that is a life of freedom, a life of choice. Yes. And so, Kirsten, we only have a few minutes left. So could you take a minute and give us a final thought, and then could you remind people how they can reach you, how they can get involved in these stories? We just have a couple of minutes. I don't want to lose this, so please just give them quickly a last-minute thought, but more importantly, how they can reach you. I want everyone to get into this program.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. And I love when we were on the TV show how you referenced the Michelangelo scripture. And that is literally, I always reference that because it's so true. I love everything you're doing. So just thank you for doing what you're doing with your life, putting those burdens to blessings. And thank you. I just want everyone to know that you have an incredible, incredible story, and you can get your life on track of God's plan. So do not tell the enemy to go back to hell where he belongs, and ask God to come into your life like never, ever before. Because if you're breathing, there is hope, and your story can change millions of lives. It doesn't matter if you don't know how, just believe it. I would love to talk with you. The ChangeYourStoryWorkshop.com. The ChangeYourStoryWorkshop.com. You can find out about how to enroll for the workshop. I know people are struggling right now financially. It is not about that. We have an incredible, you can enroll for December classes or January classes, 8-week sessions on Zoom, private meetings, for like $50 right now. And that includes the workbook.
Wow.
So yeah, anyone can do that. So, and if you can't do that, let me know and I will figure it out for you, because I want to see people break through. God, when I see someone being set free, it just makes my story, Kim, make a little more sense, you know? It makes it a little
Absolutely.
More sense. And I know that God has that freedom for everyone. So the changeyourstoryworkshop.com. You can also go to kirstinlee.com. And it's KirstinLeeGh.com. And there you can find my books. You can find out about more of my ministry. You can watch videos. I also write for middle graders, fiction, actually. So I have a book for 9 to 12-year-old girls called Believe. And it is just full of hope and dreams. And my hope is if they can read Believe and learn how to dream big dreams, as well as learn to deal with disappointments, because that's a huge thing. We don't teach people. We teach them to dream big, but what happens when they fail?
Right.
Hope is if they can get that, they'll never need to read Change Your Story. So it's just a fun book full of music. You can find out about my ministry, my books, everything there, and you can connect with me either way, KirstinLee.com or the ChangeYourStoryWorkshop.com. And thank you for having me today, Kim.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I do want to, I would love, I have many, many thoughts about how we can work together, and because our hearts are the same, and
it's
all
that.
Of us. So I would really like to, we'll talk about that. But to our listeners, and thank you, Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us. And I know that you have sent out so much hope. And for our listeners, I just pray that you have just soaked in this hope. And so thank you again, friends, so much for joining us. And I hope you have a wonderful December. And I'd love for you to actually, we're starting tomorrow, December 1st, we're starting a Cup of Christmas, a daily. I would love for you to present one day. So we'll talk about that too
love
in December.
That.
But bringing leaders together to really build a community. God has really put it on my heart to start building up the leadership. And so that's
so
where
important.
I'm headed. Absolutely.
Yes, I love
absolutely.
That. Well, we are more powerful
again.
Together.
Absolutely. The bonding power is there. So thank you, friends, for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us for Coffee, Conversations, the Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. I want you to replay this. I want you to hear what Kirsten has said to you. I want you to look in that mirror, and I want you to see the value of that person. I want you to see the person that God created and indeed called his masterpiece. And he has left us in this world to be his hope. And the greatest way for us to be his hope is to share our hurt and what we have gotten through and how we have struggled. See, our struggles become the strength of someone else. I want you to hear the underlying theme of everything that Kirsten said and everything that I believe so much in with my book, Burdens of Blessings. I want you to know that today can be your day. At any given moment, you truly have the power to say, this is not how my story is going to end. You
Amen.
Can truly change your story. And how do I know that? How can I say that? Because I've experienced it. Kirsten has experienced it.
Yes.
And what did we just roll up our sleeves and do it on our own? No. What we did was we realized that we have the same power within us as a believer in Christ as the power that raised Jesus from the dead. So God can use his power, according to Romans 8:11. He can use that power to raise you from that addiction, to raise you from that depression, to raise you from whatever is trying to hold you down, so that his power at work within you, according to Ephesians 3:20, can do beyond anything you could ever imagine or even dare to ask. And in Burdens of Blessings, I always share the story that we give our burdens to our Heavenly Father so that he can bless them. We give our hurts so that he can heal, but not just for us, so that we can become a voice of his hope to others. And that's exactly another layer of what Kirsten was talking to you today about in Change Your Story. So whether it's Change Your Story, Burdens of Blessings, these are two powerful workshops that give you the biblical transformational journey of how you can use your story. Please let God begin to heal that story. Please allow him to begin to rechange your life, because it's bigger than just you. The Bible tells us in Revelation 12:11 that others will triumph because of the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the sharing of your story. Don't you want to affect not only yourself but those around you? Of course you do. Let today be the day. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us for coffee. We'll see you next time right here. Bye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.